Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord, in this time to search your scripture, to reflect on your word, reflect on who you are. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So if I asked the question, what would you find in the stable? What would you see? Who would he be? And so this morning, we want to take a look at a couple of things. Very interesting enough, if you would, keep out the hymnal and keep it out to the very back inside cover. We as Lutherans, we love to talk about the creeds and how the early church used them and how significant they were and what the youngins don't necessarily understand fully yet. Is that bad theology can influence in such a way in which if you don't get who Jesus is, you get a totally different character. And so this morning we're taking a look at the Nicene Creed because it is very important. Just a couple of things here is that when you take a look at a map, if you look there, it's a map. One side you see Italy, the other side you see Turkey. All right? This is probably going to be one of my most interesting sermons because I have to tiptoe. Because this season can be very near and dear to a lot of young people. And so this morning I want to start out with talking about a pastor. He lived back in the 300s, all right? That's a little old, 300s, all right? And so he was very dear to the people around him. It is said that his generosity was something of legend, that he helped those all those he could, looked after people who couldn't look after themselves. And so this morning we take a look at this map, and this place that has, in the last 2 months, generated so much excitement that there's been teams that will go to this place. There will be pilgrims that go to this place. This, of course, is a church from about that time period, it's what they found inside that is exciting a lot of these. Theologians and archaeologists, you see a lot of tombs inside. The problem is you don't see a lot of caskets. Where are the bodies? And so they're trying to use some sonar equipment to find out if the bodies have been buried underneath to keep invading armies from finding the body because it was so important. And so the body of this guy right here, can I just call him Pastor Nick? Can I call him Pastor Nick that we the cat stays in the bag where it belongs? All right. And so just taking a look at this, very interesting that there's been a flurry of trying to find his body, and I wonder what then. Where do we see his body? And so very interesting is that if you take a look and try to find what is significant about the man who supposedly used to be here, is that when you take a look at the Nicene Creed, you see a creed, you see something that very long, okay? And also it's like big deal. You know, we did it when we were younger, and therefore it's worn out as welcome. We say it every other week, and so if you take a look at this, there's the part that we need to take a look at. The line being of one substance with the Father. Being of one substance with the Father. Back in the 300s, you have an emperor named Constantine. He united the Eastern and Western Roman empires, and he made Christianity legal. It was actually for the first time you were able, without penalty of law, to talk about Jesus openly. And so one of the things that had happened is as people started talking and as people started kind of debating, there was a guy named Arius down in Egypt. And Arius had his own way of thinking, and he starts telling everybody and using local media, i.e. songs, to talk about how Jesus was just a kind of like a super angel created by God, and so he was a little lower than the Father, and so therefore he wasn't necessarily God. So you've got people like Dan Brown coming out with a big old movie and convincing everybody that Jesus was not God, and so it's influencing the culture just a little bit even today. But what you have is a bunch of pastors getting together. You know what pastors are like when they get together? You know, so they get together at a place called Nicaea. At a place called Nicaea. And there's about 300 of them. All right, so 300 pastors. And they get together and they start debating. Was Jesus God was one of the biggest things that they debated. So this one phrase, when they came up with this whole creed, there's one phrase that they couldn't agree with, and it was being of one substance with the Father. Essentially what this is in the Greek, it's called homoousios. Homoousios. So what that means is when you take a look at the triangle, you take a look at it as a whole. You don't look at it in its pieces. You don't take it apart. You take a look at God is one. And the problem is that they couldn't figure out this Trinity thing. And so Arius so hotly debated a guy named Athanasius. And his theology was so bad that Pastor Nick, the story goes, Pastor Nick got up and got very irritated at Arius, very irritated, so much so that he confronted him. And Pastor Nick, he told Arius, you're wrong. You're wrong. And when the vote came to say, okay, is this Jesus, is he God or was he just created? The ones who said that he was God always, over 220. The ones who said he was a created being, 8. Dan Brown says it was a close call. It's a good thing he's not doing our country's taxes, right? All right, that's a little off. But interesting enough is that they send Arius and they send him away. So they send him away into an area just a little bit east of Poland, and he starts taking his theology of who he thinks Jesus is, and he tells it to the natives. They combine his story and their stories. Very interesting. Theologians think that when you combine the two, you get, literally, theologians believe that the combination is who we call Thor. Long, luscious, flowing hair, big strapping muscles like a carpenter would have, right? The ability to fly, the ability to control storms and lightning. Very interesting enough is when someone didn't get who Jesus was correct, all of a sudden we in today's society, y'all, get this wrong theology that you guys, this movie just came out, the last installment just came out, so y'all are seeing what happens when Jesus goes awry. That when we don't get who Jesus is, all of a sudden we get a guy who is worshipped because of his physical beauty and his power rather than who Jesus set out to be. So very interesting is because of this one line that we just said together, because one line over the ages, you get this. And so I'm pretty sure that these youngins over here, they won't admit it, but they could probably tell you more about Thor and some of the Marvel characters than some of the things about Jesus. Problem is, we haven't done a good enough job of telling his story over and over again in such a way that it okay, you think this guy is exciting? Look at the life of Jesus Christ and look what he did for you. And so very interesting is the writer of Hebrews. He says, let me read this because this is really small. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. At present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him. The writer of Hebrews is saying Jesus Christ, God himself, he took our form. He took our form, and rather being in coming into a world in which he came in all of his power, like a Thor, he came as a little baby. And so, let me ask you, if you took a look at the first manger scene, what would you find in that stable? What I'm hoping that you would find is this. I'm hoping that we would find something in which everything would be made right. That just like Scripture says, every knee on earth and under the earth would bow before him. That just like the angels, we would see a reason to celebrate because Christ has come into the world. And that he gave his life for us because we couldn't do it. And so when we take a look at Jesus, everyone is bowing before him. And so that we take a look at the legends we've made, and yet at the same time we take a look at, they all bow before Jesus Christ. We all bow before his throne because he is God. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord. Lord God, we do not forget the reason to celebrate this season. Lord God, there is hope, and there is great hope in our lives because of what you have done for us. Lord God, no matter what we see in this world, in this culture, in this life, help us to realize that you took our form to do everything that we couldn't, to lead a sinless life and go on the cross to take our place. In your son's name we pray. Amen.